Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When you need inspiration, where do you go? Dr. Michael Chan, the former president and headmaster of Kamehameha School's Kapa Lama, was the 10th and longest serving president and headmaster. You know, he's endeared, respected, dearly loved. He led the campus through extensive redevelopment, navigated the school through decades of change before retiring after 24 years. You know, about 3,200 students in kindergarten through 12th grade attend the 600-acre Kapa Lama campus, the oldest and largest of Kamehameha's three campuses. Well, today, in part two of this pre-recorded interview with Dr. Chan, we share with him as he talks with us about his journey of faith. He talks with us about leadership. He talks with us about friendship and what those things mean. That's why we pause, talking about friendship. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is because Jesus wants to be your friend. Are you open to a friendship with Jesus Christ? And, you know, this friendship is a special friendship because it's a friendship with Christ is friendship with God. It's walking with him on a day-to-day basis and letting him and realizing that he is indeed walking with you. You know, it's all possible to have a personal relationship with God because of what Jesus did. He loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on the cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, yes, he's able to walk with you and me and Suzanne today. Yes, today, the living Christ. So would you open your heart to Jesus? Even as Dr. Michael Chan, as he talks about his relationship with God, hopefully it will inspire you as well. You know, Dr. Chan serves on numerous boards in Hawaii. He's earned his PhD in civil engineering from the University of Kansas. He's married to Baina. In part two of this pre-recorded interview, we come back to a moment now where Dr. Michael Chan talks about how Papa Lyman spoke with him at the beginning of his tenure as president about moving on campus. It speaks to us about the love, even as a father has with his children, and then really the importance of being there in the lives of the young ones, as well as the entire Kamehameha Ohana. Here's part two in our two-part feature with Dr. Michael Chan.
Papa Lyman was the chairman of the board, and then he talked about moving to campus. And I said, you know, Papa said, would it be okay if I just lived in my own home in Kaneohe? And we could use the Hale Pele Kekena, which is the home of the president, for dinners and so. And that way, you know, I think we can handle that. And in his wisdom, you know, Papa says, well, you know, she says, you know, that's something that we can think about. But can I just ask you or just bounce this one off of you? And I said, sure. He says, what do you think it would look like when the board appoints the first Kamehameha graduate, the first Hawaiian to be president of Kamehameha Schools, and the first thing we do is kick him off of campus? What do you think people would say? How would people look at that? And I looked at him. I said, "Not too good." Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll come back on campus And he said, but if you, you know, give it a try. If you don't like it, then we can, that'll be your decision. It's not going to be our decision. I said, great. Again, in 6 months, I knew that there was the only place I could be, you know, right in the middle of what was happening. And, you know, being able to have the kids over, watch the kids going to breakfast, watch the kids going to dinner and laughing. And, you know, it was a great place. Yeah. Great place. Yeah.
When did you discover your interest in, which became the first, I would just think of it more like your first career, the career of engineering.
Engineering?
Yeah. When did you discover that, that bent?
You know, it wasn't so much a discovery. It, like at that time, you know, education was very different. And we had a dual track system. You know, some of us went to college prep. Others went into vocational program. We had a great vocational program at Kameme at the time. And the girls went, they had college prep, and they also had commercial homemaking. And so, but those of us who, you know, went to college, you know, we took a battery of tests and whatnot. And then my transcript showed that, you know, I did pretty well in math and science. And so people would just say, hey, and my counselor says, you make sense. You should go into engineering. So I said, okay, I'll go into engineering. And a lot of us went into college like that. And as I relate to kids when I was still there at Kameme, I said, don't worry, you're going to change your major 3.4 times before you graduate. Well, I was one of the few who kind of just lucked out. I got in and I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed what I was doing. I enjoyed the curriculum, enjoyed the creativity, and so, you know, I it just stuck. But I was the exception rather than the rule in terms of getting into a profession that aligned with me, because it's not something that I had role models in my life, you know, uncles or fathers who were engineers and who built this and designed that. I didn't have that. I came to understand and appreciate that.
How did you and Bina meet?
Oh, we met when we were kids because her brother and I are classmates, and so I've known, you know, I've known Bina since kindergarten, and the family, and so it wasn't, you know, something that we just happened to be going to the school, same school at the same time. We knew, and the school was smaller then, and so families knew each other. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of, as we grew older, we just kind of got to know each other. And then, you know, been together for a long time.
When did you marry?
We got married. We got married. I got married right out of high school. In 1961.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were young, and many felt that, you know, we would become a statistic, and we had good family support, and you know, I guess one of the things that, you know, when I look back then and look at myself now, I appreciate Bina so much more. I've come to understand and appreciate her. Whereas, you know, it's not that I didn't appreciate her before. I never thought about it, you know. I sit there at night sometimes and I said, God, how does she do all of this? And, you know, So we've had a good run, and we hope it continues for, you know, a while more. But only God knows, and we'll keep working on it.
In this season of your life, this season, what are you most passionate about?
Oh, passionate. You know, I guess if you were to ask some of my friends and or even Bina, they would say, I'm passionate about the work I'm doing with different organizations, my voluntary work. They would say that's my passion. I guess for me, though, and that could be partly true because you know, I term off of one board.
Dr. Chun talks about passion and transitions. Well, transitions in life, you realize as time goes on, I'm meaning this in terms of a conversation, as it were, with you, just a moment of thought, that in the transitions of our lives, we need to rekindle or maybe stoke the fires of passion, the passion, the focus. Well, maybe beneath that, it's a more simplistic term, purpose and focus in life. Could it be that sometimes we plateau in life? And when we plateau, things become blasé. And in that point of being blasé, the gumption is not there anymore. Suzanne, does that ring to you in one way or another?
Well, I hope my answer is okay, because yes, in one sense, but I'd like to encourage our listeners to sort of pray against that, because as we are processing through our walk with Christ, I think we need to even pray that we won't get to a place of complacency.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has to be intentional. And my guess is we're going to hear from Dr. Chun that didn't last long because of that servant's heart that he had. And I think he's going to share with us some of the volunteer directions that God is taking him.
And the fire continues to mm-hmm. grow. Mm-hmm. Even so, the fire can continue to grow in your life, our dear friend. Yes, in your life, even today, the fires can grow. And we hope that even as we talk and share and as we listen to this pre-recorded interview with Dr. Chun, when we come back from our break, Dr. Chun will share more about, well, really stoking the fires of our lives. And I think the Lord in that way will work in our hearts. Suzanne looks and she says, look, we need the Lord to work in our hearts, and we need to hear more from Dr. Michael Chun, and we will indeed hear from him. And as we do, it's important for our hearts to be on fire for what, you say? Well, on fire for what the Lord has, because you know what? He may reveal a fresh purpose even today. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, how important? How important is friendship? Yeah, friendship. I mean, we're talking friendship, not hey, how you doing? And meet so and so, and just an acquaintance. No, not an acquaintance. Friendship, the kind of friendship that you know someone for many years. But not only that, it's not just length of time, but it's depth. How long do you know someone, and have you gone through struggles together? Well, Dr. Chen will talk about one of these very special friendships. In our program, actually, you know what happened? It's in one of those where we taped our show, but then we kept the tape rolling, and more was shared. Well, we'll give you a glimpse of that when we come back, maybe in the latter part of this program. Yes, in the latter part of this program. But for now, we go back to our time with Dr. Michael Chun here, Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, Dr. Michael Chun.
And I've welcomed those opportunities. I truly do. I enjoy that. I enjoy the opportunity to help organizations in their mission. And so some of them, my engagement is very deep, and others is just hasn't matured yet. I'm still trying to, you know, still young in my maturity. Like, I just joined the USS Missouri board, and so I'm still learning, you know, all about that. But with the YMCA, I've been with the YMCA for since 1985, 86. So I've been on the board for a long time. So it's, you know, I've had a very deep relationship. And I guess, you know, my passion would be service, I guess, you mm-hmm. know. Serving on different boards. I enjoy my family. I like I said, I sit back and I'm much more, in terms of how I changed, I'm much more patient today than I ever was. And you know, I let things, you know, kind of just let it fall off my back. Whereas before, I wouldn't let that happen, you know. I'd have to bring closure. I have to have an answer now. Then I have to have an answer now. I'll have her answer whenever an answer comes through. So. Mm.
Your favorite scripture?
I knew you were going to ask this one, but I have to say that in my walk, I read every day.
Praise the Lord.
Well, but and this is my second time around, you know, two and a half times, I guess. My kahu is Billy Mitchell from Waimea. And he was one who, during those dark days of Kamehameha, he would call me every day. He would pray every day. And then he would come over for, he'd have to, whatever brought him to Honolulu, he would stay with me at Hale Pele Kekena. And I always remember, he'd stay upstairs, and the master bedroom's on a split level, and then you'd walk down to the main level. But I would get up early in the morning, quietly get ready for, and then I'd slide open the door to walk out, and he'd be sitting on the stairs, right on them. He'd be sitting there waiting. And he'd do that just because he wanted to catch me before I left, because he wanted to pray. Mm. So, you know, he was one of the, you know, those who really kind of influenced me in my life. And so as far as scriptures, you know, I don't have, you know, a favorite scripture, you know, and I can't say that, you know, I'm so well-versed I can recite scripture, and that's something that Billy is, you know, all over my case. He says, you gotta get into this. And I said, yeah, well, but, you know, there's one the other day I was reading and resonated with me. I mean, it's Psalm 24, is it Psalm 62? It talks about the rock of our salvation, the rock of our salvation. And I remember over the years, and I think there might be another scripture that, I can't remember, I was thinking about it, that talks about the rock of salvation. And the reason why that one, that phrase, and kind of resonates with me is because I think it has a lot of relevance to my experiences that, or our experiences at Kamehameha. During the transition, during those controversial years, you know, and I remember always, you know, whenever I had a chance to talk to the students from the pulpit, one of the messages every year that I, you know, every class, a new class, I would share with is, you know, about the opihi, you know, the limpet, this little small little limpet, and you know, I would tell them the story of Oceanic Institute trying to develop an aquaculture program so that they could grow limpets, opihi, because, you know, they're very expensive, and that could be a good cash crop if you could do it well. And, you know, the work that they did, they were able to grow them, and they had big shells, but little, not too much meat. And what they did is replicated everything that they, the environmental conditions in which they lived. And they did that with great precision, save one, and that was the waves that came crashing down on the opihi in the wild, in their natural habitat. And so the story there is that the opihi, in order for the opihi to live, first of all, and survive, okay, it has to have a rock to attach itself to. And that rock is that opihi's rock of salvation. That's one thing. The second thing is that in order that for that opihi to get strong, it has to have these powerful waves crashing down on it. And when it does, it grabs hold and it strengthens itself. And that's how you build muscle. Mm. And so the analogy here is that God is our rock of salvation. And while I was praying for him to take the waves away, he didn't. He let the waves come crashing down on me, because he knew that I needed it to get strong. Just like the opihi needs it to get strong. Without that, it's not going to get strong. It's not going to build muscle. And so, you know, the story here is that in life, you know, when I share this with the kids, I said, you know, God is your rock of salvation. And he's not going to make all of these difficulties and challenges from coming down on you. But what he knows is that when they do, if you stick to him, if you look to him as your rock of salvation, he's going to make you strong. Hmm. He's going to make you strong.
Isn't that beautiful? And I have to share with you, Jan and Judy Dill have written a wonderful, they've written many books, but a wonderful story on the Opehi.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a treasure for children.
Partners in Development?
Yes.
Yeah.
Partners in Development.
In light of that, Dr. Chan, I mean, it's come so clear. Somebody today is facing a tough time. The waves are crashing down on her, on him, and they have this big question. Their hearts, whether they can articulate it or not, they're searching. What would you say to someone in that desperate, tough position? Mm. They're hurting right now.
Well, you know, I would urge them to remember God's words. Three words. I am here. I am here. If they can say those three words and understand what those three words truly mean, then I think they will find a way to deal with the hurts and the challenges.
Dr. Michael Chan reminds us that God says to us today, I am here. Does that resonate with you? Does that word come at the right time? Is this a moment when you feel like an OP, that you are clinging? Are you clinging to the rock? Are you clinging to the rock of Christ? As you do, know that the rock clings to you as well. And that's part of the marvel of what it means to have a relationship with God. And as Dr. Chan so vividly and powerfully articulated, in the midst of the crashing waves of our lives, yours, mine, Suzanne's, hey, the Lord is bringing strength. Strength is emerging. Strength is growing in the process, even when it doesn't make sense. Cling, my friend, cling. Hold on. Think about that limpet. Think about that Opehi. Hey, we're all Opehis in one way or another. Well, let's be like a good Opehi and hold on to the rock of our salvation. When we come back, more from Dr. Michael Chan in this part two of this two-part interview with him. And remember, he's going to spend a special moment with us, an extra moment, talking about friendship. More when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, the opihi, the limpet, holding on, clinging on to the rock. You know, it's necessary, Dr. Chun said, in order for the opihi to gain strength. What? What needs to happen? The waves have to keep crashing down on the opihi. Well, have you experienced some recent crashing waves on life, on your life? Well, the Lord reminds us today that there is a reason for that and to cling, because you're being made strong in the process. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for sharing in your time with us today. You can find out more about this program and the resources that we have, many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as you listen to this one with Dr. Chun, go ahead and share it with a family member or a friend. Now we come back to this very special tender time with Dr. Chun. And then stay tuned, because in our last segment of our show, more discussion about friendship.
Remember God's words. Three words. I am here. I am here. If they can say those three words and understand what those three words truly mean, then I think they will find a way to deal with the hurts and the challenges. Because it's not going to happen. And this is what I've shared with our students, our homeowner. You know, you're going to go through life, and you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have achievements and setbacks, all good stuff and bad stuff, no matter what happens, I said. And when those times come in your life when you really are struggling, I said, the one thing you can be assured of, the only thing you can be absolutely sure of, is that God will be there for you. You're not going to be sure who else is going to be in your foxhole. You don't know if the person you're standing next to, your friend from high school and college, you don't know where they will be. But I'm going to tell you this. I guarantee you this. This is the one thing I can guarantee, is that if you place your faith in God, He's going to be there. He will be there. And like I said, maybe not to take away the hurt, but help you to deal with the hurt, help you to live through, help you to rise above it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's what I, you know, my...
You have... been a father to many, beloved father to many. I can just being there at the home, and the students all around you and see you. They know that's where Dr. Chun and Bina live. A father cares for his kids in very unique ways. Fathers pray for their children. Today, Dr. Chun, I'm wondering if you'd be willing to pray for someone today that's listening They are going through that moment right now, and I am here. You've reminded them of that. Could you pray? Pray for our listener.
Sure. Sure. Epulikako. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're truly blessed, first of all, to have this opportunity to kuka with Suzanne and Danny and talk about our walk with you. And we know that our walk over the years has been touched by great joy and much sadness, with accomplishments and achievements, and with setbacks and failures, and good times and rough times. But you've carried us through those times, Father, and we know that. And so, Father, we pray that others, those who are experiencing those times of their lives that we've experienced, the not so good times, we pray, Father, that that you will make yourself known to them. Father, we pray that you touch them some ways so that it will spark that faith that will bring your child and your children back to you. And pray for these who are troubled, are dealing with great difficulties. We pray, Father, that they will, in fact, look to you as their rock of salvation. We pray, Father, that you'll make yourself known to them with the three simple words, I am here. Mm-hmm. I am here, and 'cause we know that you have been here for us. And through our testimony, Father, we pray that they too will know that you are here for them. This is our prayer, Father, that is humbly offered. We pray, Father, that you receive it in the spirit that this is offered with great love for you. Mm-hmm. For your love and your presence in our lives. This is our prayer that we offer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Chan, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your heart with us.
Well, you know, Danny, I remember the first time we met was at my office. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
You were coach. You're a coach at Iolani, and I don't know if it was a football. I think it was a football team. Mm-hmm. It was a JV or the intermediate team, mm-hmm. and the bus wasn't there, and you need to call them. And in those days we didn't have cell phones, and so you needed a landline. It was a Saturday, and I remember a young man, a couple of you, and not quite panic, but. you had, I hope you probably had prayed first and then was looking around for some way to make communications with your bus drivers. And so I remember you coming in. I said, okay, let's go in here. And you made the call. And then we sat and we talked. And then I found out more about you. I found out your sister, Iolani, was one of our graduates.
Wait, don't give up.
And that she was teaching at Kamehameha, wonderful teacher, absolutely, such a gifted teacher. And then your father, and it was just, I guess God wanted to make it happen. So he held up the bus so that you would come to my office and we would get to know each other. And I remember it with great fondness.
Wow. It was a special moment meeting Dr. Chan and spending that time together, taking us into it was an executive room, just with COA, call a table, call a chair is incredible. And yeah, you know, you think back about moments like that. But you know what strikes me is those moments where a person of stature like Dr. Chun would even remember that first time. You talk about heart touching. Well, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. When we come back from our break, we're going to spend a few moments. You know, sometimes after we prepare our show and we tape a program, here's a little inside for you of what we do. Sometimes we continue talking. And as we're talking, I think to myself, I say, wow, we should have this on tape because it's something I'd love to share with our listeners. Yeah, I mean, because Suzanne and I were always thinking about you, dear friend. And we say dear friend, it's not just a word that we say, well, it sounds of affectionate. No, we really care because the Lord cares.
Yes.
So when we come back, a moment where Dr. Chun, after the show, we kept the tape rolling and he talks about one of his dear, dear friends. I mean, we're talking about friendship here, right? A dear friend who has made a difference in his life. And I know it's mutual. He's made a difference in that friend's life as well. But a spiritual impact that one man has had on him that has been profound. Hey, I wonder, whose life will you impact that we will be profound? Someone's there. Someone's there. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, it's a blessing. It's a blessing indeed. It's a blessing to be alive today. You know, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for sharing in this time together with us and the second part of our two-part feature with Dr. Michael Chun. Dr. Chun, in this segment, well, it was one of those where we kept the tape rolling and he spoke to us about a beloved friend. And so let's take this time and listen in on what he shared about a man named, well, Kahu Pastor Billy Mitchell. Here's Dr. Chun.
So, Dr. Chun, you worship Yunbaina with Billy Mitchell in Kamuela. Tell us a little about Billy Mitchell. Have you got a story?
Yeah, I have maybe too many stories, but I guess the story I usually share with people who don't know Billy from his life before Kahu. I said, you know, if you never really believed in miracles, or if you think you've never seen a miracle, let me just share with you a story of Billy Mitchell, and because he is a miracle, and I've shared this story with others in Billy's presence, but we grew up, you know, in high school together, and Billy was a fighter. You know, after he got out of high school, during high school, after high school, he was a real. If you're not in Waikiki and there was a ruckus going on, you're gonna find Billy right in the middle. He grew up on Kalia Road. You know, that was his playground, Waikiki, and the waters off of Waikiki. That was his playground. But he was through college. I mean, he just had this not a mean streak, but he had this. He didn't know. He was one of those guys who didn't know how to walk away. Mm-hmm. He just didn't know how to walk away. And excuse me. He best thing he met and married a beautiful young lady from Waimea, Jenny Hind, and they had three beautiful children, and his first boy, the number two child in the family, when he was an infant and very young, he came down with meningitis, and they thought they were going to lose him, and you know, they had a prayer vigil at Kapiolani Hospital. They flew him in, and Billy, you know, he shares his story with me, is that, you know, he went on his knees, because he had always, his mother was a member of the church, and you know, so he had been, you know, God had certainly been a part of his life as growing up. I never listened to him, but at least he, you know, he knew who the real man was, and he got on his knees and he prayed, and he said, God, if you let my son live, if you give me back my son, I will walk. I'll give you myself. I'll walk with you, and he, within several days, Nava recovered, and big, strapping, handsome young man today. And Billy never went back on his word. When God gave him his son, and at that point, he decided that he was going to find out, and he was going to serve him. So he looked for different churches, and you know, in Waimea, and he still has a little, you know, a little feistiness in him. None of them really worked well. So he started to read, and he started to educate himself, and then he met and Wayne, Pastor Wayne, and of course he lived in Waimea. And Wayne was in Hilo, so but whenever they could, you know, he was kind of like mentored, mm. And then he finally decided that he was just going to get his family together, and they would have, because he didn't find a church that really connected with him, he had a every Sunday he had his own with his family, his service. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as things would have it, you know, he knew a lot of cowboys and young people, and he that's one thing about Billy, through all the years that I've known, he has this special chemistry that allows him to make real connections with young people. Mm-hmm. They follow him, they believe in him, and it's unlike anybody else that I know. And so their Waimea was struggling, the young people were struggling. They had all the kind of problems of urban youth, you know, the drugs and all this kind of stuff. And so some of them were cowboys, and they started to ask him about what he was doing. And he wasn't out there doing anything for anybody else, but he was going to take care of his family so his family would have this relationship with God. And so they started to ask if they could come. And so, sure. And so every Sunday, the cowboys would come in. It would be a couple here, and that grew from a family of five, and then seven, and then 10, and then 15, and then 20, and then before you know it, that's where the church was located. Every Sunday, they would break out all the chairs. They would move all the furniture from the living room. They have a big, big old house. Move all the furniture out to the side, set up the chairs, and you'd have people sitting in the kitchen, you'd have people sitting in the lanai, you have people all over the place, and they have and then he began to preach. And
sounds like a New Testament church.
I mean, it started to, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger until they couldn't fit it. You know, they couldn't fit him in the room. They had to find someplace else, so they moved to Palikou Theater down at Parker Ranch, and that wasn't going to be big. And then things turned out, you know, God, you know, he's always there. When you know, you tell him that, you know, this is what we want to do. If he agrees, man, he's going to make it happen. And the town hall had been owned by the YMCA, and they were up, they were struggling. They were up, so they sold it, and they came in, and now that town hall is his church, and it they set up and they break down every day, and then, but you know, it's a gathering place for the community. They have people from Kona, they have people from Hilo, they have people from the resort areas, they have Hualalai, they have Honokaa, they come in from all over. Hmm. and they have their services, and it's a fun, it's very fun, very it's hard. I mean, his messages are hard, tough. Mm-hmm. But always in a good spirit, and now you walk in there and you see people from all walks of life, you know, from the very, that's the ones who are struggling the most to the ones who are, you know, very well to do, you know, all in between, and he's now the biggest church in Waimea. He's become more of the senior kahu for all of the different churches, and you know, he kind of brings the different churches together, New Hope and the Congregational Church, Imiola Church, but it's really. That's the miracle. I call him the miracle man, because if you knew him when he was a young man, and I knew him, I paddled with him, you know, and I see this, he's really hot-tempered and very, you know, like I said, he never knew when, he never knew how to walk away. And you look at him now where, you know, he's just entirely different. He's entirely different.
A miracle man because of relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, Christ can change anybody. He can turn any life around. He comes into a situation and the situation changes. He comes into the heart of a moment of contention, and he brings a level of peace, and not only temporary peace, but he brings deep and eternal peace, and, and even wisdom in the midst of that. Christ can work miracles in your life, in your situation. Suzanne, I see you nodding your head. There's a special twinkle there, even as we listen to Dr. Chun.
Well, I'm thinking of his three words. God is there, no matter what the situation. And when he comes into our hearts, it's to stay forever. If we'll invite him in, he'll stay forever. And for those not sure yet, he's there. He's waiting. Invite him into your heart today.
Suzanne, someone today, even right now, may say, look, I listened to Dr. Chun today. Maybe someone may say, well, I heard him the last 2 days. And you know what? My heart today is open. And not only open, I yearn to have a relationship with Jesus. I yearn to know him, to walk with him, to invite him into my life. Suzanne, could you lead in a prayer for someone who wants to accept Christ?
Apulikako, Heavenly Father, you know the hearts of your people. You know everything about them. In your word, in Psalm 139, you tell us you know everything. You were there before we were even born. So, Father, through that power of the Holy Spirit, through that love in your heart, will you just minister to those that are hurting, those that are lost? Will you quicken to their mind, I've heard about this God, I've heard about Jesus, and just have them call out, even as simply as saying, God, if you're real, I need you now. Jesus, if you're really there, help me. I need your help. And cause those that are in need to cry out, to admit that they need help. And also be prayer warriors for people that know of loved ones or people that they don't know. They know they don't know you yet. Help us to be prayer warriors and to just pray people into the kingdom. Jesus made you. He loves you. He is there. Call on him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Suzanne, thank you. And dear one, if that was the prayer of your heart, let us know. Go ahead and email me, Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. We'd love to hear from you. And so we hope, indeed, that you were encouraged by this time, this two-part feature. Yeah, it was really special
to be with
Dr. Michael Chun. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And, you know, again, if you said the prayer with us, that was a prayer of your heart, well, let us know, Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com if you'd like to be a partner with us, and click partners, and we thank you in advance. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dr. Michael Chun. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave